Hello and welcome to episode one of Human Seeking Human. My name is Alex Schieffer, he, him pronouns. I came up with the idea for this show in January of this year alongside my girlfriend at the time, Allie. We started dating when she slid into my DMs on Instagram, and we wanted to explore the ways that other people tried to find love. Even though Allie and I broke up about a month after coming up with this idea, she has since given me her full blessing to go ahead with this by myself, and I am thankful to her and grateful that I have this opportunity to make this show idea my own. Each week I'll be reading personal ads from old newspapers to see the ways people were able to put themselves out there, because nowadays we have apps like Tinder and Bumble that allow you to post multiple photos, write a full description of yourself, but in a lot of these cases that I'll be sharing with you today, you have just text and within a certain character limit, and you're supposed to be putting all the information about you and about what you're looking for. And it's been a lot of fun for me to see so far what people have tried to do to make themselves stand out. The people I'll be talking about on the show are worthy of being celebrated. They are putting themselves in a small box of text while trying to find a relationship. And that's not an easy thing to do, especially when you're simultaneously putting yourself out there and revealing something about yourself. I've already had so much fun reading through so many of these people's postings, and I'm really excited to share them with you. So without further ado, let's get into episode one of Human Seeking Human. Before I get into our first segment, I'm going to give you a little bit of context about what it was like to post a personal ad back in the day. This is a clipping from the Hartford Courant, October 4th, 1998. It reads, "Did you know you can call a 900 number and meet someone for less than $10? That's right. The average length of a 900 phone call to listen to a person's voice greeting and leave them a message is less than 4 minutes. That's less than $10. If you've never tried the personals, it's easy. Read an ad that interests you, call the 900 number, and follow the instructions to enter the box number from the ad. Then, listen to the person's voice greeting. It usually tells you a little bit about them and the type of person that they'd like to meet. If it sounds right, leave a message. It's a simple, fun, and inexpensive way to meet someone new." And then below it, it gives the 900 number and says, "Call costs $2.19 per minute. Must be 18 or older." This first segment, I'm going to call Alex's Dream Date. That's me, if you forgot. I'm going to be reading ads of people who I think I'll get along really well with for one reason, two reasons, maybe zero, maybe the opposite, and I just want to see how it would go if the two of us were in the same room. This first one is from that same edition of the Hartford Courant, October 4th, 1998. Couch potato seeks mate. Overweight divorced white man, 50, seeks plus-sized single or divorced white female, 45 to 58, for long-term relationship. Looking for honesty, love, and a simple lifestyle. Need not be slim, trim, or fit. Just so you know, I do not fit most of these criteria. Don't get me wrong, I am not slim, trim, nor fit. But I'm also not between the ages of 45 to 58, nor am I a single or divorced white female. But I'm a massive couch potato. I mean, I just discovered the show The Boys, and I sat there with an entire box of Oreos and watched the entire thing. With pride, too. Don't get me wrong. This isn't a confession. This is me bragging. I think this man and I can come up with something to do together, because at the very least, I like sitting down and not moving for hours at a time. This next one is from the Sheboygan Press, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, January 3rd, 1996. Lonely strawberry blonde widow, 56 years old, Aquarius, seeks a man born on September 30th. And guess what, folks? I was born on September 30th, and I happen to be a man. What are the odds? Okay, there probably are very specific odds, but the point is, this is would be the easiest, best date I've ever been on. Because, mainly because, I wouldn't have to work hard at all. I wouldn't have to do anything. I wouldn't have to shower. I wouldn't have to dress well. I just show up with my driver's license, with my birth certificate, and say, yep, here, I meet all of your criteria. I was born on September 30th. And I didn't even search for this. This is, I stumbled on this and thought, okay, well, that was easy. Yeah, okay. That's the show right there. Yeah, and I don't know if this is an Aquarius thing. I was thinking about it. But I'd like to know more. I would go on a date with this person. They are now 80 years old. So it's a bit much of an age gap for me. But if it means that I'm impressive to someone just because of the day I was born, that's totally worth the age gap. But who knows? Maybe this person has somebody for me in their ancestry. I don't know. I'll have to take a trip to Sheboygan, see it for myself someday. This next segment is going to be called Ready to Mingle. It's similar to the first in that it's full of people who know exactly what they want, but it's dissimilar in that I'm not making it all about me. Don't worry. This first one is from the Austin American Statesman. That's in Austin, Texas, February 11, 2001. Witch, 26, seeks attractive wizard, 18 to 30, for moonlit rides on my broomstick. Must enjoy Quidditch and Weird Sisters. No muggles, please. This was the same year that the first movie came out. So this was when the hype around these books was absolutely massive. Well, like I said, I love this because of how specific it was. Nowadays, we'll look at Tinder profiles and someone might throw Harry Potter in there in a list or The Office, and they'll throw something that they appreciate or enjoy. But that's a lot harder to do back then because you only have so many characters. And I love that this witch made it all about Harry Potter to really put it out there. Hey, I know what I'm looking for. I know what I like, and I hope you like the same thing. So my hope is that this witch and wizard were able to find each other, ride on that broomstick all the way to the premiere of The Sorcerer's Stone, and fall in love thanks to their mutual love of the Harry Potter series. My next one is from the Hartford Current again, October 4th, 1998. Nice bad boy, attractive, well-built, romantic, French-Canadian, divorced white man, 6 foot, 200 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, plumber, seeks female plumber who would like to live life to the fullest. Take a chance. And take a chance you should. I love this ad. I love that they were very specific about who they are. I mean, they know themselves. They're confident in who they are, which I have so much respect for. I tend to use self-deprecating humor instead of actually talking about myself sometimes. So I love this. And I specifically love that they're seeking a plumber. Like, they know I'm a plumber, you're a plumber. Let's get this thing going. We have that in common. I think that would mean that first date, there's a lot to talk about. Because if they're willing to say that they're looking for a plumber, I think they're willing to talk about work on their first date. And I think you better, if you respond, you better be ready for that because it seems like that's an important criteria for them. And now our third segment and our last one involving these personal ads, I'm calling it Textual Encounters. And this is where I'm going to be sharing the misconnections that I find in these newspapers. For those who don't know, misconnections are ads that you can place in newspapers seeking a very specific person, usually somebody you saw out in public but weren't able to get a name or a number, and so you contacted the local newspaper and put an ad out. Many of you might know those also from the site Craigslist. So these are all going to be from the Reno Gazette in Reno, Nevada from February 3rd, 2000. Skinnered ZZ Top, floor level, after the show, by the restroom, we had serious eye contact. Me, black shirt by the closed concessions, you, far too pretty for your much older date, let's talk. So this one is bold. I mean, okay, a lot of the misconnections are going to be bold, but they're not apologetic, you know, about it. But I'm kind of imagining the person actually finding it and being like, well, that was my dad. This is creepy. but hey, you know what? This person is making an effort when they felt like it wouldn't have been an option to do in person. Do I think this worked out? You know what? Most likely not based on this. But I do hope that both people involved were able to find love eventually. Here's another one. Reno Traffic Court, Friday, December 3rd, 11 o'clock. We shared an elevator and spoke a minute. You, stylish, free spirit, short dark hair, and wearing a cross. I wish I'd asked you to lunch. I feel that. I don't know about you all, but I'm one of those people that like I would hop in a subway, my eyes would meet somebody across, and I'd be like, oh, I'm in love. Okay, that's the person for me. but I would never do anything about it, of course. I have met people in the past who I wish that I had asked to lunch, and of course me, being the socially anxious person I am, I've never done it, you know? Of course not. Like, in my mind, it's like not even a possibility. So I like that this person was willing to look to the newspaper to try to fix something that they regretted and ask them to lunch through text when they couldn't in person. Here's the final one. Little girl, I love and miss you. We have a connection like no other. Please come home soon. Love, Care Bear. Of course, I do not know the story behind this ad, but I do think it's interesting because I've come across multiple like this. I assume these people know each other, and I assume they're just going through something, or there are some regrets involved, or some actions that happened. I don't know. You know, I don't want to get too into my guesses, but for one reason or another, these two have become separated, and Care Bear wants little girl back. One thing that I'm also curious about is whether or not somebody else responded to this ad. Because they imply that they know this person very, very well, because they said, come home. But I wonder if anyone tried to jump in there and sneak in there and be like, hey, you don't need them. I'm here instead. I wouldn't be surprised. Those bold people exist. No matter what, I hope both people are involved did whatever was best for them and are living their best lives. And with that, it's time for our final segment. This one is going to be a little different. This one I'm calling Honest Ads. And this is where I'll actually need your help. This show is all about celebrating people who are putting themselves out there. And I'd love it if you were willing to do the same for me, anonymously. And what I mean by that is I would like to hear from you about what you're searching for in life. It doesn't have to be a relationship. It could be a new job, a new city to live in, whatever it is right now in life that you are trying to hone in on. And what I'd like to hear from you is both how excited you are for the search, or how meaningful it has been for you, and also maybe any anxieties that you've had along the way. Because putting yourself out there is not easy, and making changes in life is something that comes with a lot of mixed feelings. And I know that very well, and I feel that way just even about this podcast. And that's why today I'm going to give you our very first and most likely only not anonymous honest ad. And it's my very own. And it has to do with this show. So here we go. I am a human seeking podcast listeners. I am on, I want to say, draft number 8 of this first episode. I have put myself through so much unnecessary pain in order to get something that I'm happy with. And I'm trying to balance that feeling of being happy with what I'm putting out there and feeling like it's something people will enjoy. And I have no idea if I hit that. And if I didn't, it's okay. And I'm trying to tell myself it's okay, because this is episode 1 of hopefully a very long journey. Because I do believe in this show idea. There's a reason why, despite it being somewhat connected with my ex, I still want to go ahead and work on this. I think there's potential here. And my biggest fear is that I'm going to squander that potential. But I keep trying to tell myself, you can do nothing but your very best. Which is probably why I'm 8 drafts in, still struggling with it. And I'm worried I'm going to edit this episode and be like, you know what, let's scrap this whole thing and try again. Especially because this is coming out in a week from now. But despite all of that, I am truly very excited to be starting this journey. And I'm honored that I have the platform and the ability to release a show like this. I believe in the idea, and I'm excited for what's to come. So yeah, if you want to submit your own honest ad, if you heard that and you were like, you know what, I want to do that, please feel free to send an email to humanseekinghuman@gmail.com. Again, it's all going to be anonymous. I will not share any details that you don't want me to share. And you know what? I encourage you to write something out, even if you don't send it, because it is very therapeutic to put into words how you're feeling. I've been encouraged to do that by my therapist for a long time. So, and it's nice. It's nice now to be able to put it out there to other people, what I've been feeling recently. So I encourage you to at least try, even if it's just for yourself, to write it down. So before I end the episode, I do want to thank you and share with you how appreciative I am for you to give the show a shot. I am really looking forward to this adventure. I already have some ideas about different segments and different formats I can play with. But at the end of the day, this show is going to be about celebrating those people who are seeking relationships. If you have any suggestions or even just want to say hi, feel free to email me at humanseekinghuman@gmail.com. I am also starting a Twitter and Instagram account for this podcast. You can find that at humanseekingpod. And I actually do highly recommend you check it out because I have found some weird clippings and ads from really old newspapers that I'm going to be sharing on there. They won't all have to do with relationships, but they're going to be fascinating. I can promise you that. So go to Human Seeking Pod on Twitter and Instagram for that. And if you want to keep up with me, you can watch me streaming on Twitch at Zandy Schieffer. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram also at Zandy Schieffer. That's XANDYSCHIEFER. Thank you so much for being here. I have lots of love for each of you. And I am looking forward to talking to you next week. Until next time.